Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We want to say good afternoon to our good friend. He is Dave O'Brien. You follow him on Twitter. He covers the Braves. We've been trying to catch up with him, but it's been crazy over the last few weeks. I know everybody's making adjustments and trying to adjust their schedules and then working at home. So, you know, I'm going to bring you on today, Dave, by saying, how do you like watching our first-place Braves? Because that's where I have us in my head, at least, first place right now.
Everybody's 0-0 in first place, huh?
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it positive, you know? I mean, like, if they were playing, I'm just thinking out loud, all right, we'd be in first place. We'd be rolling right now. How you doing, man? How are you been?
I'm doing fine. Trying to get used to this. I'm around my house in sweats and shorts like I would be after the season. So it's weird to think that it should be the start of the season. I mean, it's just such an odd time. The weather getting warmer instead of the weather getting colder when I start having to add layers after the season.
Right on,
Dave. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
And Dave, by the way, I mean, we talked about this when we heard some of the sound bites. Still keeping busy, the conversation about Evan Gattis, and that was some really good stuff, talking about his involvement with the with the Astros. And I thought he was pretty forthcoming with all the stuff he said.
I thought he's the first Astro that has been past or current one that has, you know, said the things that people were waiting for someone to say rather than come across as just being put out or just reading off a script and being insincere. I mean, he came across as saying exactly what he felt, that he knew they were wrong. And, you know, and the others just can't bring themselves to say that. Like, it's going to, affect how people view the World Series. Well, people view the World Series as the people that think it's a fraud or have an asterisk. Those people are not going to change their minds based on what these guys say. But I think if they would come out and be as forthcoming as Gattis was, people would be a lot less, I think would forget it a lot sooner and stop banging on the trash cans and all that. Like, they're going to be, all season if there is a season. So they might be the only people happy that there is no season right now, their owner and the players that don't have to deal with this crap that they were going to have to deal with.
It's a great point, and we said it, because teams would possibly be coming after them and, you know, throwing at guys. I think they were going to be the most hit team in Major League Baseball this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's Dave O'Brien. Give us an update on the Braves. Where are guys? Everyone's at home? Are guys working out? How much? What are they doing? What's the latest with our squad?
Well, it's hard to find out what they're doing because, you know, as you can imagine, they're all at home and they're not. You might have noticed there's not a lot of people talking around baseball. I think they were kind of told to lay low and not say something they would regret and all that kind of thing. So, but really, there's nothing to say because there's no organized workouts. There's no team workouts. Everybody's at home just working out, doing what they can do. I mean, Freddie Freeman, you know, said Friday on that little thing they had, that at-home opener, that thing they tried to have on social media. He said in his interview, he's here in Atlanta at his house here. They didn't go to their house in California, their Ocean View house. So he's here, and he's working out, hitting 5 days a week at Dan Uggla's batting cage in his backyard. So, I talked to Luke Jackson yesterday. He's throwing against a wall down in Florida. He stayed in North Court, so it's all right. Even though the facilities there are locked, they stayed down there just to kind of isolate there and work out there. But they're going to, I think they're both going home at Easter. So the drugs are just everywhere. You know, some guys that live in Venezuela couldn't go back to Venezuela, really, because they wouldn't be able to get back.
Right.
So, you know, the guys are all over. I mean, really, literally all over. Minor leaguers are wherever they can find a place to crash. I think most of them are at home, you know, with their parents probably, because they don't make any money. So it's a messed up situation. You know, at least Major League Baseball and the players agreed to the big advance lump sum that can carry these guys. Not that anybody feels sorry for them, but the minor leaguers don't make any money. They make a lot less than you and I do. So
right.
These guys are, and they don't get start getting paid until April. So they were, you know, when this thing got shut down, I'm sure they were thinking, oh, how the hell am I going to make any money and afford to live?
Right. So, yeah, you know, unless they're like the big bonus baby, like Nuke LaLoosh. And by the way, Carl, is it true Luke Jackson had two walks against that wall he was throwing against? Hey, man, it's right. Dave. Oh, I'm sorry. Dave O'Brien's with his guys from The Athletic. Does a fantastic job. Check out the interview and the conversation with Gattis. We started the conversation with Dave about. So I guess, and the one thing we talked about with Tom Glavine last week, I guess if you're trying to look for positives, if and when they get ready, Cole Hamels will be good to go.
Yeah.
There's no wear and tear on King Felix. What did you think this not all happened. What did you think that starting lineup or starting rotation was going to look like?
You know, I think that, and not to dance around or avoid the question, because I think it was to be determined, because while King Felix had looked really good down there, he had made five starts, every one of them at home, which meant he didn't face a real lineup at all, because nobody brings more than two or three or maybe four regulars on the road. And his next start, literally like 2 days after they shut this thing down, his next start was going to be against the Twins at Fort Myers. So he was going to face that loaded lineup. And I think that would have been a lot more indication of what he can do with his diminished stuff. But he looked good against, you know, two or three good major leaguers in some lineups and a bunch of minor leaguers and prospects. So, but he looked good. Kyle Wright really has made a lot of progress since last year. He learned a lot by taking his bumps and bruises last year. And Sean Newcomb looked really good. And his, you know, he's driven to secure this rotation spot now that they're giving him a second chance to be a starter. Because he realized after, you know, spending the year and having it taken away from him last year when he struggled early, he realized how much he wanted to be a starter. So you had six guys for five spots, and then Hamels coming back. Now, instead of Hamels missing a month and a half maybe of the season, maybe 2 months, who knows now? He might not miss more than a couple of weeks when they come back and he's, you know, making minor league starts, assuming there's a season. So he's going to miss a lot smaller percentage of the season than he would have. And they're going to have seven starters, basically. So the Braves are situated, I wrote today, the Braves are situated a lot better than most teams because of the depth they have in the rotation, yes, but mainly in the bullpen. I mean, it's not why he built that bullpen like he did, but it's really going to serve them well if they start playing like eight games in 7 days because they're going to have scheduled doubleheaders and that kind of thing. Having those guys that they have, they're going to be so far ahead of most other teams that are going to be wearing guys out in the pen and not able to use, you know, like in a second game of a doubleheader, most teams are going to really be struggling to come up with relievers without using their closer twice, that kind of thing. The Braves got enough guys, they can designate three guys for the first game of a doubleheader and three in the second and have basically all-star closers and setup guys in both.
It's a great point. It really is, Dave, because you've got to look at this differently now as to how the season may play out. And here's the crazy thing. We were thinking things are going to be normal. Nobody knew this was going to happen. So now the way that we're built may be a strength for our team, even in a shortened season, because of the amount of the, you know, we're talking about the load management. That's a big deal. So I agree with you completely. Let me ask you about this because
if you play eight games in 7 days, instead of dipping down to the minors and bringing somebody up like last year, they had Kyle Wright and, you know, in that first week where they started two guys who neither one of them were ready, but they had to because they had other injuries. Well, this year, if they had that many, they got seven guys that they could put in there, including Newcomb, Hamels when he comes back, and Kyle Wright, who's, like I said, has advanced so much further. So they're in a different spot. And then the glut of outfielders doesn't look like such a glut now, those five guys, if you have an expanded roster. They had already expanded it to one, but it's 26 now instead of 25. But in a shortened season, the talk is that they might go to 27 or so, 28 maybe. And if they do, that could really help the Braves, too, in having that extra position guy, an extra pitcher.
Dave, what about Camargo and Riley? It's my understanding they were both going to make the team if things were normal. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
And nobody had really taken the lead at third base yet?
No, they hadn't. They both had, and that's because they both had played really well, rather than neither one of them had played well and kind of separated themselves. They both had played well. In fact, they probably, them and Ozzie, were the most impressive of the position guys down at spring training. And those two, and Ozzie Albies, and you know, since the AAA season wasn't going to start until 3 weeks into the Major League season, and they had an extra spot on the roster anyway, there was no reason not to take both guys. So that's what Alex said, that they were at least going to take both guys for the first 3 weeks until the AAA season started. And then at that point, if they decided, you know what, Camargo's not getting enough playing time, or Lottie's not getting enough playing time at third base, we need him to play every day, we'll send him down AAA, they could have done it. But it just makes so much sense now, especially if you expand beyond 26 men, to have both those guys on your team. You know, there's enough, especially if you play, you know, more than a game a day. If you play seven games plus a doubleheader a week, you're going to need a guy like Camargo, for instance, being able to plug into two or three different infield spots, because even Freddie Freeman can't play every day when you're playing eight games in 7 days.
It is Dave O'Brien, guys, from The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter and see what's going down. As we said, man, some good stuff in that 755 podcast that he does as well, talking to Evan Gattis about the Astros. Real quick, since we haven't had a chance to debrief, I thought that, you know, Snicker being Snicker didn't throw anybody under the bus, but about Christian Pache and Drew Waters, about what you expected from them in spring training?
Yeah, way too many strikeouts from both, especially from Drew Waters, but Pache, he showed some stuff. He hit some balls hard. Both, neither one of them got enough work in the outfield. There weren't many balls hit into the gas at deep in the outfield while we were there. It started to happen a little bit late in the last week or so, but I can't think of one catch that either guy made that stood out. But there was no catch that they had to make that stood out. So you really didn't get a chance to judge much there. But Waters was striking out way too, like two or three times a game, you know, and only getting like three or four bats a game. So, but they're both going to be really good. It's just they've still got work to do, especially Drew, you know, at AAA. He's got to cut down the strikeouts and make more contact, especially with his speed. He's got to put the ball in play and utilize that speed. Actually, he's a little closer, and I really think they could see him by midseason, especially if, you know, Ender were to get off for a really good start or something and a team want to make a trade for him. I could see something like that happen.
I know you're a music connoisseur like me. What you jamming to these days? What do you listen to? A lot of old school? Where are you at right now with your mindset?
Oh, man. You know, it's back, man. I'm waiting for the new Jason Isbell album to come out, but I'm sitting here looking at what I just got, because I always forget. Oh, I just got.
Dave, going through his iTunes right now as we speak.
No, I'm going through albums and CDs that I've got.
He is old school.
Yeah, he's vinyl.
Yeah, he's vinyl guy. I know. I just knew Dave's a vinyl guy. We knew that one for sure, man.
Oh yeah, I just got some reissues that are outstanding. Like, are you guys familiar with the African Wigs, Band from Cincinnati?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Back in the day, yeah.
They reissued all their early great music, all the albums on 180 milligram stuff. So those are really good. Let's see here. Terry Allen, you know, country album by Terry Allen?
That's more Carl's bag. He's from Texas.
Yeah,
that
man.
Was great. We got some good stuff for man coming up.
I see. I just like
some albums. The Doors live in
okay.
New York and Madison Square Garden.
Ooh,
so warm,
nice.
1970.
See, that's cool stuff.
Oh yeah.
That's cool stuff. No, Dave, I know you have a very eclectic music taste, and I always
yeah,
tell
I'm all
people
over
that.
The place.
Yeah, man, I'm
waiting
the same
for that,
way.
Run the Jewels album's coming out, man, a new one.
Now we're talking. As a matter of fact, yeah. I got Big Mike coming on a podcast, Killer Mike, should I say, in a couple of weeks.
Man.
So, yeah,
Killer Mike,
absolutely.
He's brilliant. Yeah,
he is.
Hey, did you watch Jermaine Dupri on 404 Atlanta Day? When was that, Saturday?
Saturday. It was good.
Live?
It was good, wasn't it?
That was awesome. He was DJing on his Instagram account, man. That was the most Atlanta thing ever. It was cool as hell.
Dave, man, thank you so much, as always. Great info. Stay safe, and we look forward to talking to you soon, man.
Stay safe. Wash them hands.
Right on, baby. Yeah, get under your fingernails too, Carl. By the way, it is, I believe it's Frank Black's birthday from the Pixies, another band that Dave likes. So, yeah, man, and Dave is a music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.